It's one of the first proposed new laws to come out of the Avery Commission, established after the Wisconsin Innocence Project successfully freed Stephen Avery, who spent 18 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit. The bill stops short of requiring taped interrogations, but it provides money to police departments to buy recording equipment. More importantly, it establishes taped interrogations as the state standard and allows juries to consider the lack of a recording in deciding a person's guilt or innocence. Keith Finley of the Innocence Project says such a law could have helped his current client, Beth Labatt, convicted of killing two elderly sisters in Kewaunee.
Police did interrogate her and did use some of the statements she made and contended that those were, in some ways, incriminating statements. So recordings of those statements would have been helpful.
Republican Representative Scott Gundrum says he'll introduce the bill before the end of the summer. He says it will be a boon, not only to the wrongfully accused, but also to prosecutors trying to convict the guilty.
They just hit play. They don't have to worry about an officer having to testify 8 months after the fact based upon handwritten notes that he took at the time. They just push play and let the defendant hang himself with his own words.
The Innocence Project's Keith Finley says the new law will help reduce the number of wrongful convictions. He's pushing for more changes in police procedures, such as restricting the use of often unreliable testimony from what are known as jailhouse snitches. He says such testimony is common in cases that end up convicting innocent people. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.